Good afternoon. We continue to dry out behind the cold front that brought a shot of rain during the overnight period and strong gusty winds. The winds were out of the south, out ahead of the cool front, and then behind the front. Now they've shifted off to the west. With that return to sunshine, though, and the westerly breeze, most folks will see temperatures in the 50s throughout the afternoon. We'll have mostly clear skies tonight, and as the wind shifts around to the northwest, it'll be blustery and turning colder overnight as temperatures drop back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. High pressure will build in from the Midwest and through the Great Lakes and dominate our weather into the day tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. We'll continue with a gusty northwesterly wind flow, and much cooler air will continue to filter in, and highs will be in the upper 30s and lower 40s. With the high overhead, a cold start on Wednesday morning in the teens to around 20, and in the afternoon barely reaching 40 despite brilliant sunshine. A few clouds will mix in on Thursday, still a bit chilly, but a little higher with highs in the mid-40s before the next weak front heads our way on Friday. This one will bring more clouds than anything, but there is the chance of a few rain showers with this front, and highs will remain in the middle 40s. As the front sags through, temperatures will cool to start the weekend, and current indications are that a wave of low pressure will develop and move along the front. This would produce precipitation in the form of rain or perhaps some wet snow in spots, depending on how the front is situated, and temperatures on Saturday will be in the 30s to around 40. Behind this system, scattered snow showers with a strong northwesterly breeze and much colder air building in, with highs on Sunday barely reaching freezing. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, subtropical storm Melissa has formed in the central Atlantic Ocean about 695 miles east-southeast of Bermuda. Maximum sustained winds are 50 miles per hour, and it's moving to the northwest at 9 miles per hour. This general motion should continue today and tonight. A slow turn toward the north is expected tomorrow, followed by a turn toward the northeast with an increase in forward speed on Wednesday. The maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour are expected to increase during the next 48 hours, and Melissa is expected to transition into a tropical storm during the day tomorrow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Hondo, Texas, to a low of 1 at Island Park, Idaho, and Hart Butte, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, windy in the upper 60s, Boston windy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, then clearing with highs in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo windy with partly sunny skies and scattered showers and temperatures falling through the 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 71, set in 1928, and the record low, 10, in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 6:51 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:30 p.m., 9 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Windy, with a return to some sunshine today, temperatures holding steady in the lower to mid-50s, becoming mostly clear tonight with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, any leftover showers will give way to some sunshine. It'll be windy and mild today with temperatures close to 60. Mostly clear and chilly tonight with lows in the middle to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, windy with a return to some sunshine today, still the risk of a few showers as temperatures hold steady in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few rain and snow showers with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy, then some sunshine this afternoon with temperatures holding steady in the middle to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Windy with a return to some sunshine today and temperatures holding steady in the lower to mid-50s, becoming mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy and colder, upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunny and cold on Wednesday, right around 40. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-40s on Thursday. Chance of rain showers Friday, mid-40s. Chance of rain or snow on Saturday near 40 and only 32, with a gusty northwest wind and scattered snow showers on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.